Fashions come and go. We adorn ourselves with ever-changing styles to suit our moods, please our mates, or just stay up with the times. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill notes, not even our pets escape such adornment.
Animals and birds dress the same way for most all occasions. Nature clothes animals for attracting mates and avoiding enemies. We change our clothes constantly not to avoid predators or get mates, but to be fashionable. Young men and women may wear shorts and t-shirts in midwinter, or woolen caps in summer. It's stylish. Older people like me, having secured their mates and wearied our enemies, don't care what we wear. We want mostly to stay cool when it's hot and warm when it's cold. I noticed several horses in the field recently. The horses wore jackets. I knew horses wore shoes, but jackets? That surprised me. Clothing animals seems unnatural to me. I've seen society ladies donning fur coats while walking poodles that wore plaid waistcoats and bow ties. Considering while the lady is bringing the dog outside anyway, I'd say both were overdressed for the occasion. Circus trainers will put diapers on monkeys, also dresses, and have them carrying handbags. They'll put silly hats that look like Dixie cups on elephants' heads. We find difficulty in accepting animals as they are. It's because we can't accept ourselves who we are. We're always trying to make ourselves over into something better. In children's books, animals dress up, like Winnie the Pooh and The Wind and the Willows. Ernest A. Shepherd illustrated both books. He clothes some animals, but not others. Why one and not the other is not clear. In The Wind and the Willows, only otter, old gray horse, and the field mice are depicted au naturel. Others, like mole, rat, badger, dress for their adventures. A revised Pooh storybook has appeared. Of its animals, only two are clothed, Pooh and Piglet. Children's books today seem to promote a come-as-you-are attitude. This come-as-you-are, or dressing down, is really deceptive. It's nothing what it seems. We travel in wrinkled sweatsuits, attend weddings in jeans and tank tops, not unlike tops that Pooh wears. Appear in church wearing shorts and t-shirts. On beaches, many bathers wear, if anything at all, a little more than Tigger or Roo. Is that because we're free spirits? No, not at all. Dressing down, however nonchalant it may appear, is in fact very calculated. Why, for example, purchase jeans for top dollar that are torn, ripped, and faded when they're brand new? It's a way of saying to others, hey, we're not worried about our appearances. In fact, they're very worried about their appearances. We human beings are pretentious. Animals have no pretensions. Their innocence is in their beauty. Why not, then, let our animals be and come as they are? After all, fashion is our folly and not theirs. George Merrill on the Shore.